Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, here on Northland Morning, we've got a program called Forever Home, and we help to try to find homes for four-leggeds in the community, usually dogs and cats. However, a group has teamed up, Habitattitude, Minnesota Sea Grant, Animal Allies Humane Society, and the Snake Pit to provide good, appropriate homes for pets and plants that might otherwise end up not where they belong. And to tell us some more is Ryan Huffmeyer of Minnesota Sea Grant. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So we're not only concerned about the pets and the plants just from the standpoint of the pets and the plants, because to have them be dumped or flushed or thrown outside is unkind to them, but we're also concerned because that's how you end up with goldfish swimming in the UMD pond.
Correct. Through those actions, you can introduce, you know, most of these are aquatic invasive species, and they have negative impacts. And a great example is the pond at UMD, where they found many goldfish that were in there in 2004. And it was, you know, there's an economic cost to it also. And, I mean, it was roughly around $50,000 to drain that pond and remove the goldfish. And it was important to remove the goldfish because the pond is connected to Tisher Creek, which is a trout stream, which needs clean, cold water for the trout to survive. And goldfish are part of the carp family. And the way they forage and muck up the bottom and muck up the water, they heat it up and they get sediment, and that potentially could have flowed into Tisher Creek. So that's why Habitattitude is looking at ways to have pet owners, aquarium and water gardeners, to responsibly take care of their pets.
So this is community. I volunteer with Animal Allies, and so I'm aware that this community does a really great job when it comes to, I mean, there's always room for improvement, but the community as a whole does a great job when it comes to spay neuter and trying to do the responsible thing by dogs and cats. But do you have the sense that because fish and reptiles and amphibians aren't mammals, are we speciesist? I mean, do we have kind of a hard time taking them as seriously or considering these animals the same way? And so it's like, yeah, I'll just to throw the turtle outside, or I'll, you know, take my frogs and let them go, or I'll put the fish in the UMD pond.
Well, yeah, a lot of it, I think, is you know, people, they have these pets, and it's not like a dog or a cat where you could bring it into Animal Allies to have it adopted. And people, I truly think, they believe they're doing the right thing by releasing them into the environment. They think they're letting these critters, these species, go into these ponds and streams and lakes, and they believe, you know, they're doing the right thing for the environment. And ultimately, that's what Habitattitude comes down to, just education and outreach on, again, responsible behaviors that aquarium owners and water gardeners can take to have these species processed properly.
Well, and as you begin to learn, letting a domesticated thing go outdoors does not necessarily ensure that it's going to survive. It may actually be the absolute worst thing. It may not be native to the environment where you're letting it go, and so it may not survive and instead have kind of an ugly death. And then, of course, the idea of invasives and things, you know, popping up that we really don't want to have in the environment, and plants in particular, crowding out native plants. So you've teamed up with the experts.
Absolutely.
To do a no questions asked surrender adoption event, which means nobody's going to yell at you, nobody's going to guilt you, nobody's going to make you feel like a bad fish mom or dad if you are not able to continue to take care of your aquarium, little aquarium beasts, whether they're amphibians, reptiles, or fish. How's that going to work on Saturday?
So that'll be 10 to 4 up at Animal Allies. And yes, you'll be able to come up with your fish, your plants, your reptiles. And as you said, World of Fish will be there. The Snake Pit will be there. And they will take your critters and they will rehome them. And they'll find a place, a proper place for them. No questions asked. Yes.
And Animal Allies does take in non-traditional pets, but they do partner with a lot of these other groups to take care, you know, with World of Fish, with the Snake Pit, so that the non-traditional pets can go into the right environment until they can be rehomed, if possible, or given good homes. So this is kind of like win-win-win for everybody. Where do the plants go?
The plants themselves, if they can't be reused, they would, as per what the requirements for aquatic invasive plants would be they would go in a plastic bag and they would be sealed and then they would be thrown in the trash to make sure that they do not get into the waterways.
So are you saying that plants, if they cannot be rehomed, would be humanely euthanized? What you're saying? That's what is going to happen to the plants?
That is what the criteria for handling them would be.
This is an upsetting development, Ryan. This is an upsetting development. However, there may be opportunities for the plants, obviously, to find their forever homes also.
They sure could.
So that's the plan.
Yep.
Ryan, thanks so much for coming in this morning. What a great event.
Thank you, Lisa. It will be. Thank you.
Ryan Huffmeyer with Minnesota Sea Grant talking about the Habitattitude Surrender event coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4 at Animal Allies, where your aquarium plants, your fish, your reptiles, your amphibians can be turned in, no questions asked. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.